call in your loser of the week. Ryan is from Bridgeport, and he wants to nominate his landlord. Ryan?
Okay, I just caught a mouse, and I had to line my whole floor with traps. What was depressing was that when I told my super how I just caught him, he told me how one time he never used his oven, and when he opened his oven one day because he heard squeaking, there was all these mice in there and all these babies, and he didn't know what to do because there was a whole litter of them, and he had to turn the oven on.
Oh, I wouldn't have freaking done that, man. That's horrible.
Yeah. No, I know.
Poor little babies.
That's evil, man. That's it. I mean, that, no. That person, I'd be scared of that person. That's an evil person who thinks
well,
that.
I wouldn't want to eat there.
Well, he's coming back up now to, like, work on my refrigerator somewhere.
Can you put him on the phone?
I don't think so. He is evil, though. I have an evil super. Do we want to talk about that?
I'm sorry. That's twisted, man. If I see a bunch of, like, little mice and little babies, I'm not turning the oven on.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's
would you do?
That's messed up. What would I do?
Yeah.
I would try and find somebody to get them out of there. I'm not saying
what he did was right. I'm just asking, how would you handle that?
Here's an idea. You put a bunch of humane traps inside there with the cheese inside.
No, wait. That's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're closing the oven. You're going down. You're getting in your car. You're driving to a freaking store.
Yeah.
You're buying traps. Coming back.
Anything not to kill them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because that's when I have mice in my house, I use the humane traps. Get the little thing. You put the cheese inside. They go inside there. This little door closed behind them.
Right.
Then they're inside there. And then I pick them up and I take them to a remote part of the woods across the street from my house.
A remote part of the woods. Is there a farm there?
Across from my house.
There's no woods.
There's a small piece of woods behind the 7-Eleven. Look.
Oh.
And I drop them off over there.
I wouldn't call it woods. I would say there's a 20 by 30 section of trees.
A small thicket.
Hasn't been mowed in years.
No.
Would you call it a thicket?
No, not directly across, on the other side of the road. You know, there's also a wood pile behind my garage. I'll put them in the wood pile.
Yeah.
But right.
Coming right back in your house.
I can't kill them. I'll keep on moving them. I am not gonna go killing a little family of mice. That's cruel and nasty stuff.
And what would you like to say to his super who just gassed a family of mice in the oven?
You're evil and you're probably a serial killer.
But not only that, he's coming up to, like, work on stuff in the apartment. I'm a little scared now.
I'm telling you, man, find your safe room. Go lock your son there.
You can never bake anything ever again. You can't.
No, you can never bake anything in that oven again.
Seriously, man, you got to move.
It's bad.
You got to move.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, thank you.
If anything, I should want to kill mice because one chewed a hole in the headline of my Fairlane. Is that before I put the dryer sheets and stuff in there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pam, say it.
The dryer sheets for now for what just happened.
Exactly, because you know it's like Pavlov heard that she salivates, ring a bell.
It was a great moment in time.
It was a huge flubble, but anyway. But no, if anything, I should want like annihilate mice in the face of the earth, but I don't. I still escort them out. I don't want to. I don't kill animals.
You know, this guy's trying to cook a meal, and there's a family giving this mom giving a birth
and bleeding
an oven.
Then what you do is you corral them, you get them out of there, and then they have a thing called oven cleaner, and you clean the oven.
Right.
You clean it a couple of times, you're good to go.
Oh, he cleaned the oven.
Yeah, he burned all the little mice.
What's the difference
that's
between?
That's a horrible way to die. You know what's gonna happen?
It is.
You know what's gonna happen? God's gonna get him back.
Mm-hmm.
You watch. DIAF on this guy.
What's DIAF?
Diet of Fire.
I didn't know there was a.
Yeah. It's an actual term.
How do you know that?
If someone writes DIAF, you know, I get emails.
What does that mean?
You made fun of that. DIAF. Yeah. And I write GFY.
Jeez.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time.
Damn.
What's the difference between you not wanting to kill little mice, but you eating meat for every single meal?
I don't eat meat for every single meal.
Okay. How often do you eat meat?
Not that often.
I know where Pam's going, though.
I eat a lot of salad.
So animals are killed.
I eat a lot of salad, so a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm. But what do I see on the grill every weekend?
You see meat.
All right, so you're eating some calf's mommy.
Right. And I'm not happy about it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
No, I'm not happy about it.
Well, you post a picture of that steak, and like, I don't know. I'm happy when I see steak.
I got to find something else to grill, you know? I fish, you know.
That's still an animal, though.
Yeah, but you know, a fish, it's a fish. Fish don't feel.
Yes, they do. I'm sure they do.
Fish don't feel.
They bleed.
No.
They bleed. No. They have eyes and a brain. Well, I don't know if they have the brain for
you. Know what? This one over here will eat anything that's not moving. Or anything that's still moving, rather. You know?
You better not move, AJ.
Yeah, Sushi Susie over here.
You eat sushi all the time.
Did I murder the animal? No. Am I happy? No. I'm waiting for them to have that genetically grown, how are they going to grow meat now?
Just become a full-time vegetarian.
I might.
All right.
Don't be mad. We're just having fun.
AJ, you take mice and transplant them across the street.
I do.
A rural section of town. That's my favorite part.
Well, no, it's like a rural section.
The thicket.
Yeah, the thicket.
Let me move this mice family behind my garage, then complain that they ate through my car.
No, they can't. They can't because I put dryer sheets in the car.
For now.
The dryer sheets for now.
Yeah, that was before I put the dryer sheets in. What I do in the garage is I put dryer sheets in the car.
But they come in the house.
And I put dryer sheets in the car. Now I have...
Now I'm picturing a small family of mice trying to cross, like, a main street to get back to your house.
Now I have those electronic...
Like, where are we going, Mommy?
I got the electronic...
We're going back to that house.
I got the electronic...
It's so warm.
I got the electronic pulse thing now.
We have to walk across this road where all these cars are going, Mommy.
I have that electronic pulse thing now.
And then we have to climb up to the ceiling because that's how we get into the hole in it.
There's going to be a hole in your head in a second.
We lower ourselves down like Mission Impossible.
Don't wake up the sleeping lady on the couch. I'm
sorry. This entire building is surrounded by woods, by the way. If you're going to catch them, like at least put them over here where they're not going to come back to your house.
Yeah, bring them to a farm.
Just because an area has one tree doesn't mean it's a remote wooded area.
You know, that lot's big enough to bury someone, you know?
How about three people?
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Local TV station has Radio Week, doesn't invite us. I watched the segments and thought, well, the TV station can't be that stupid.
No.
Why would they have the worst of radio on during Radio Week?
Building it up?
But then I thought, oh, maybe they're smart. Maybe they want to make radio look horrible.
Oh, see?
So let's bring out the dumb people.
We're the only one.
Oh,
all right, so this was
filmed
in a mall. It's one of those fake Better Connecticut shows. Host, co-host, and they're interviewing this radio person from, like, the New London area.
Oh.
Take me through a typical day at the radio station, what you do right when you get in.
Typical day is, first I have a cup of coffee, bottle of water, get the, you know, you got to get the throat going for the radio shift. Mm-hmm. And then I schedule
What do you got to do to get the throat going?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Hmm. It's called talking.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, we do it. You do it every day. Yeah,
what kind of tricks are you doing with your throat?
He left that ticket a pee,
to where
by
you
way.
Need coffee, water, exercises. La, 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 la,
right.
La, 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 la.
Me, 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 me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
Dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun.
Right. Then I cut some cocaine and snorted.
The tongue's got a little headband on, and it's running down. Dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun.
This is a treadmill. Now lifting weight.
You got to tie a cherry stem with your tongue, like five times a day.
Then he's got to cash the chicken rock. Cash the chicken.
Okay, you're ready to go on.
Speed, planning speed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
Go, and put it.
Quick, lick this ice cream cone.
Right.
Okay.
The throat going for the radio shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then I schedule music because I'm also the program director of the show.
Okay,
so I
program director of the show.
Oh, wow. He's a program director of the
station.
Show.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Mm. Man, sounds important, Trez.
Right, and why are you doing that the morning of?
Yeah, really?
It's a little late.
Yeah, you should be doing that in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right, day before?
That's some show, though, if you think about it. He gets up, has a cup of coffee, bottle of water, schedules music.
Right. I feel... I'm worried for him, Chaz.
I want to tune into that.
I'm worried. He doesn't have breakfast on the air.
Uh-oh.
In his
Gotta
defense,
eat.
I'm sure he's a nice person.
Yeah.
Wants to do the right thing. Just hasn't been around the right people to teach him what to do.
Right.
Do you think he complains about the songs on the air?
You just answered stupid.
I don't know.
No, because he programs them.
Right.
Yeah, right. You too again?
What am I thinking?
Right. Go ahead.
Because I'm also the program director of the show, so I run everything.
So basically, he does everything.
Mm-hmm. She cut him off. She's like, I don't care.
She's like, if you watch the video, you can see in his eyes, he's freaked out.
Right.
And it's almost test pattern, and he's trying to get the words because all he's thinking is, I'm on television, I'm on television, I'm on television.
It's probably like coffee and water he had earlier. Maybe he has to pee.
too much coffee, too much water.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, his eyes are floating. That's what it was.
Right.
So basically, he does everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. That. And that's one of the things about being on the radio. People listening on the radio don't necessarily see what's going on behind the scenes.
Right. Wait, hold on. Really?
I had no idea, Chaz. Man. Really? Because every time I look at my radio, I see things.
This is called the host, and the co-hosts have to fill time now because they know they got a dud.
Right.
Go ahead.
What's going on behind the scenes? Right. You've got the microphone, you've got three, four, five monitors, then you got your computer over there. What's the most tedious part, or what's the hardest part about being a radio DJ?
Trying to juggle the management jobs as well as while I'm doing my on-air shift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because it's very, so in other words, you got to wear two hats while you're doing the... the live radio show.
Where do you put those two hats?
Well, one goes one head.
That I would watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, why doesn't he do that on this show?
So he has to wear hats and a set of headphones?
Wow.
Well, that's a lot
that's
on your head.
But no one can see him.
Hats, headphones,
not necessarily.
Coffee, water.
Right. Juggling.
Juggling. Get the throat ready.
Being management.
So he's talking more about the managerial part of this thing than being on the air.
Right.
If he was wearing two hats, it'd be a much better interview.
It sounds like he's the only person there. So how could it be like managing and doing less stuff when he's the only person there?
Should wear a hat over his face.
Yeah. Can you show us how you wear this hat?
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but no answers.
The live radio show, I'm trying to, you know, do 15 other things all at once. And
why don't you just try to do the radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, focus on that and then do the rest during commercials.
How long are you on the air? Are you the only person on the air? Are you there from like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Wow.
I'm trying to do 15 other things. Do one.
Need a lot more coffee than water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strain tongue.
I'm going to almost guarantee this guy plays probably 12 songs an hour.
Right.
Like, it's not that hard. Just do your freaking show.
That's the name of the show. It's not that hard.
Oh, I thought it was Do Your Freaking Show.
No.
Welcome to Do Your Freaking Show.
It's not two hats.
It's not that hard in the morning.
We've got two hats, a cup of coffee, and a bottle of water. We're ready to go.
We got jugglers.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to pull your music out anymore.
No.
And then put it back. Or
no, it's all right there.
It's all on the computer.
Just hit play.
How freaking hard is this?
Mm. And it can be tough, but I love it. Mm. Every day I get up and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go to work. I love it.
See, now that's
is that what he actually says every day?
You had to say
like
that.
Like as soon as he jumps out of bed?
It would be implied. I gotta go to work now because I love my job.
His eyes open.
I can't wait to get
it. Oh, please.
I'm gonna have some coffee and water and I'm gonna work my tongue and get my throat going.
I'm gonna put on my two hats. Before
and then,
I step out.
Is he running around trying to find the second hat?
I need the second hat.
I gotta find my sock. Wait.
Oh, I'm ready to go to work. I love it.
I'm gonna juggle that. Watch this. One, two, one, two, one, two.
He, by the way, sounds like he hates it.
Yeah. It almost sounds like one of those affirmations where you're trying to convince yourself of something.
Right.
I'm ready to go to work.
I love it.
He has tears streaming down his face.
I hate it. I want to run into traffic.
He could easily be holding up a newspaper from that day, and it's like a hostage video.
Oh, I'm ready to go to work. I love it.
I'm ready to go to work. I love it.
Man, if I can blink, help. I want to die.
Here, right. Read this.
I picture him opening his eyes, sitting up in his feety pajamas and saying,
oh, I'm ready to go to work. I love it.
Then he has a healthy cup of coffee and a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
Get that throat going.
To go to work. I love it.
See, now that's what you want right there. What kind of music selection do you choose? People have to listen.
He has no idea how to respond.
Now that's what you want right there.
Of course.
You want someone who's going to wake up.
Right. I can't wait to get to work.
Because they love it.
Yeah.
It's top 40, so it's, you know, Justin Timberlake, you know, when he has a hit out. Let's see. Right now, Ariana Grande is
when he has a hit out. First of all, if you're top 40, you're always playing Justin Timberlake.
Right, yeah. Like every third song.
When he has a hit out.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Justin Timberlake, you know, when he has a hit out. Let's see. Right now, Ariana Grande is the huge artist.
Of course.
Thank you, man.
And one piece of advice that you might have for maybe students who might be interested in going into radio or broadcasting.
Well, the one thing that I learned, and they told us this, they said when I was going to school, never say no. Mm-hmm.
Never say no.
If somebody says... Hey, we got an open slot for you. Mm-hmm. Just say yes. Mm-hmm.
This is why the guy does 80,000 things while he's on the air. He never says no.
This is why he's on the show right now. He didn't say no. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the building's like, here, do my job. Okay.
Right.
Yes, I love
it. I'm wearing 15 different hats.
Oh, my God, I can't say no.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think he's an inspiration for people to get into radio. I remember listening to the Lich do the night show here, and I thought if he could be on, I could be on. Look who's back. It's Brad Williams.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, my brother.
Here he is.
Thank you guys for having me back. We braved the snow to get here.
Yeah.
And
so this is more snow for you than it is for us, right?
Well, yeah, I'm a Southern California guy plus dwarf. You put those things together, that means I don't like snow.
He hates drifts.
Yeah, people are like, it's only like 8 inches of snow. I'm like, yeah, I'm 4 feet freaking tall. Yeah. Right,
he can literally freeze his ass off.
Yes, exactly.
And whole body.
Yeah, you got so you can always follow the dwarf in snow because there's shoe tracks and ass tracks. It's pretty great. Very easy to find.
Brody Stevens.
Oh, I was happy. I was happy.
Sorry to bring it down for you, but I feel like we got to just acknowledge him.
Yeah. Well, and I don't mind acknowledging him because I like acknowledging him because Brody, amazing comedian. Someone described him. This is the perfect description of Brody Stevens, the most in the moment comic I've ever seen. Where something happens and then he talks about it like in the audience. If you got up, if a joke didn't hit, passed away last Friday.
Suicide.
Yeah. And
you know, it's interesting. I feel embarrassed. I wasn't familiar with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the news. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard of him. I see the news. I look him up. Yeah. I watch the videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it's pretty obvious. This guy had some struggles.
Yeah, he did. He was
open about it.
He had his battles with mental illness. And like you said, he was very open about it. And that's something that people are becoming more and more aware of now, that it's not just this thing that, you know, be a man, suck it up. You know, it's not that anymore. Now it's
talk
like,
about it.
Talk about
get
it.
Get therapy.
It out there. Yeah.
And stay away from the drug part of it, though.
Yeah. Or for any reason you find you're one of those rare people that finds that good balance of cocktail, stick with it. Yeah. don't switch it up.
Don't switch it up.
And it's tough, man. But I will say that in the last week, ever since Brody passed, all the comics are now kind of checking up on each other. We're all just kind of texting each other and said, you know, "Hey,
is there one that you're texting more than others?"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And now we're doing that because we want to make sure that something like this doesn't happen. Again, there's a lot of really talented, really, really funny people out there that we don't feel have even hit their strides, and we want to make sure that they're around to hit those strides and to enjoy the fruits of their labors. So,
have you been getting texts?
No. I'm happy.
I'll get the scissors away.
Right. Dude, I got a hot Asian wife that loves three ways. I'm happy.
Yeah, he couldn't be more happy.
I'm happy. I got a hot Asian wife, I got a house, and I got a dog I can ride.
That's pretty good. Brad is at Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun tonight.
Yes.
Yes,
and,
tonight.
Weekend.
One show tonight and three shows tomorrow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
three.
It is.
Matinee?
I mean, here's the thing. Yes, we're doing a matinee. We have a 4 o'clock show.
Wow.
But here's what you find out. is when a dwarf is telling jokes in a casino, people think that's good luck.
Exactly.
And they're looking for any kind of edge that they can get.
You got to rub your head and stuff?
Yeah. So they come out, they watch me. They're like, I got it. Right. This is how I win.
Yeah, right. Here, touch my card.
Yeah.
Every time you try to go to the bathroom, someone captures you.
Oh, right. My
Let's
God.
Let's go, idiot. I got one stage.
Dude, it's insane. And now they got the Game of Thrones slot machine, so they think if they touch me, it's going to be like the whole
no.
Lannister
magical.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, well, he's not quite Dinklage, but he's like Dinklage light.
I smell setup.
Dinklage.
They just needed business this weekend. Get Brad!
Yeah, get Brad.
Have you been mistaken for Dinklage?
Oh, dude. Every dwarf gets mistaken for every other dwarf. No one knows. You know, it's like...
How do kids react to you when they see you? You're just a little bit taller or their height with a beard?
They know
something's different here.
You know what? And I hate to bring up race this early in the morning, but it really does depend on the race of the kid, how the kid reacts to me. White kids, they're the worst. Hate them. white kids have been taught not to say anything. Like, don't say anything. You're going to offend someone. You're going to offend someone, Skyler. Just hold it in.
Tell mommy in the car.
Hold it in until you fart. So the kid sees me and he wants to say something, but he can't. But he wants to. So he ends up just pointing and gasping, just... You know, and until the mom grabs him by the head. And
which
just,
is so smooth.
Yeah. The mom grabs him and just tells him something like, he didn't eat his vegetables. You know, like something like that.
No Ritalin today.
Yeah. Then you got the Latinos. They're a little better because they say it in Spanish. But they think I don't speak Spanish. And
right.
I'm like, I was born and raised in Southern California where if you don't speak Spanish, you starve.
Yeah. And there's no word for dwarf in Spanish. Like, we're gonna dwarf.
No. There's four.
Is there?
There's four.
That's
why I know you're talking about me, okay? Because I hear it.
You know the four words.
Yeah. Mira, es un chiquito con una cabeza grande. Mira, okay,
he's very small and has a big head.
Yes, exactly.
but that's the actual word dwarf.
Well, the word for dwarf is actually...
Pam knows that for other reasons.
Yeah, the word for dwarf is either enano or Puerto Rican mechanic. Exactly. So
at four uncles like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So like
we don't need a lift. Just get under there, change the oil.
Exactly.
Right.
So
low rider work.
So those are the two. But then the best people, black people. I love the black kids. Not like that. Don't isolate that audio.
We will.
Here's why I love the black kids, because they are honest. They do not give a crap. They see me, they will run across the street just. What the hell is wrong with you?
No.
And you think the dad's going to be offended? No, dad's right behind him. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with your midget ass? I got rims bigger than you. Like, it's awesome.
And they do.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
I love going to a scary movie with black people.
The best audience.
They get so
world.
Scared.
Best.
Yep. Makes it so
I love
much
it.
Better. Don't go in there.
Exactly.
It's the best. Yeah. Oh, man, she's going to go in there.
It becomes interactive.
I told her not to.
It's interactive.
Yes.
Now look, you're dead.
Yeah. It's a 4D experience.
It is.
Yeah. I love it. It's
what are we getting on Facebook, Pam?
Okay, so Michael says he messaged me back on Instagram, so that was awesome. And he wants to know, how many times do people tell you they loved you in Jackass?
Oh.
So same thing.
About every day, which it's funny because I'm at that perfect level of fame where like a lot of people know me, but not a ton of people know me. So then like when one person comes up and recognizes me and gets a photo, which I'm happy to take, then a bunch of other people are like, oh, he's famous. I have to take a photo. And they start
going
through that Rolodex of midgets.
Right.
And they're like, oh, he's got to be Dinklage, or he's got to be Jackass, or he's got to be Vern Troyer. It's like, nope, he died 2 years ago.
The guy with Kid Rock, that's it. Yeah.
It's like, nope, he died 10 years ago.
You're in that movie with Mike Myers.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And when I was backstage at a Kid Rock concert, which was about 6 months ago, then it was impossible not to convince people that I'm not. And like Steve-O from Jackass is a friend of mine. It is impossible to hang out with him without people going, you're Wee Man. And it's like,
no,
I'm not. And they go, no, he can't know too.
Yeah.
Like, exactly right. Yeah. How's
he's
it
very
happen?
Lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
How's it happen?
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, but the best part is when someone does think that I'm Wee Man or does think that I'm Peter Dinklage, now I know that I have carte blanche to like say something racist.
Right, he'll get it.
It's his rep, not yours. Yeah.
Wee Man goes on racist rant outside of Italian restaurants. It's like, yep.
He kicked me in the nuts.
Brad Williams is in studio. He's at Mohegan Sun tonight.
for one show, and then tomorrow for three. It's a Comics Roadhouse.
Yes.
Three shows in a casino. So why they always pay me before.
That's good. Like, casinos must be fun.
Yeah, because they like, go back out there and now play.
Yeah, exactly. Lose all your money. And then the problem is, like, my favorite game is craps, but I'm 4'4", so when I throw the dice, I'm just hoping they tell me what it actually landed
He's
on.
He's tossing overhand, first of all.
I'm doing, like, a Kareem skyhook.
Right. I'm counting, like, on your honesty.
Hucking it. And they're like, sorry, you got a 7 again. I'm like, I'm just going to have to believe you.
Yeah. Right.
No. Nice. I want to see those dice right now.
I want to mirror.
See the cameras.
Exactly. Yeah. You need a tall buddy.
Why would you do one tonight and three tomorrow?
Because I don't want to do a Friday night late show. You get very drunk people, very animated people. Whereas the early show tomorrow at 4, great. Get the Denny's crowd out of the way.
That's right. Yes. Okay. People want to get home before it gets dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Matlock crowd, yes.
Yeah. Or here's the cool part is that normally you get kind of the old people, but at the same time, Saturday, a great band is at Mohegan Sun, and a lot of them are friends of mine. It's a Shinedown.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Do, yeah, great.
That's
metal,
why.
Great
there
metal.
You go.
Mm-hmm. So let's do an early
go
show.
See Brad Williams
yeah.
and then go into Shinedown.
Nice.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's fun, Nate.
That's fun.
That's a lot of testosterone.
Jamie Kennedy's going to be in studio next week.
Okay.
And there's a clip from one of his shows. When was this? Tuesday
this
night?
This happened like Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday night in California, he walked off stage because the people just wouldn't stop talking in the front table.
Can you stop talking for like 3 seconds? Is it possible? Is it possible for just 3 seconds? How do we do this? How do we do it? How do we... No, look. Just look at me. Deal with me. No, this whole table is annoying me. Oh, really? Is it oh? Or is it educational? Has this table been loud all night?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you're just too drunk. People don't know how to act anymore. I'm annoyed with you.
And he walked right out.
Just dropped it and walked away.
See, I'll never walk off stage.
You'll fight through it?
I will never walk off stage. I will fight a guy. I will drop kick a guy.
Have you ever fought a guy in the audience?
No, but that's why there's bouncers.
Yeah.
They have. It's gotten to that point. That and no one really wants to punch a dwarf because they're like, I don't know, is
First
it a hate
of all, I
crime?
Think, I think you have, I could be wrong, but I feel like you don't win that fight.
Right.
So if you and I have a fight,
yeah.
I win, I lose.
Exactly.
You win, I lose.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Plus,
yeah.
You punch him 7 years, bad luck.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
You were here last time, and I don't think I told you my midget story.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Oh, it's good.
I love
good.
Midget stories.
Yeah, but I'll give you the short version because I want to talk
about it.
Short version.
Mm-hmm. Cliff's notes.
Didn't even catch that. Because I want to talk about your Netflix special, which everybody on our Facebook page is commenting.
Nice. It's called The Degenerates. Everyone,
Brad,
please watch it.
This was years back. It was probably 8 years ago.
Okay.
I never got the memo that midget was a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. None.
Yeah, well, to be fair, our memos are more like Post-it notes. It's really easy to miss them.
It.
It's really
it's
easy.
A little Post-it stamp.
Yeah.
You need a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Small print.
Right, can you just read it to us, please?
Yeah. So I used the word on the air.
Yep.
And then somebody calls up and calls me out on it. And, you know, I go into this, please, relax.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
Yeah.
I'm walking to my car,
mm-hmm.
and as I'm walking to my car, I'm about 10 steps away from my car, a car pulls into the parking lot real high speed, and it's a little person.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a Mini Cooper?
And I'm looking in through the passenger window,
mm-hmm.
and I could see the pedals are all, you know.
Altered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's with his arm pointing at me
mm-hmm.
and yelling obscenities and saying, I'll get out of this car right now and kick your effing ass.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
Yeah. I thought to myself, well,
all you had to do is just put your foot against the door.
All you had to do is like jump on a stool like 1950s women would do when they would see a mouse.
Right. Yeah. Always.
Just that's it. Trust me, and by the way, I feel your pain because and you'll hear me say the word midget because I don't care.
Right.
But I've been protested by midgets.
No.
Yes.
That seems insane.
In Livonia, Michigan. Did a show. I show up to do the show. There's 28 midgets out front of the comedy club that night, and they had the picket signs and everything. Like, well, I mean, they weren't picket signs. They were 3x5 cards.
Yeah.
But, like, they were there.
Flashcards.
Very mad. And right. I said, why are you mad? And they said, well, because you say the word midget, and when you call a dwarf a midget, it's the exact same as calling a black person the N-word. And I was like, midget, please. No.
Midget, please, is the best.
All you got to do is that many just start playing circus music. They start doing backflips and stuff.
It's kind of just geared into us. But, yeah, you can't say that's the same as the N-word. N-word, worst word ever, refers to slavery.
Exactly.
Midgets,
you can't
never
say it.
Slaves.
Never.
Because we've been the worst slaves on the planet.
Exactly.
Slave, fetch me that jar. Second shelf, boss, you're screwed.
The pyramids be like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
That would have been funny if you grabbed a sign and joined them and they didn't recognize
exactly.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Yeah, he's going down. See, my thing is like I don't like to give a word power, and it's all about intent. And for me, if you call me a midget, I don't immediately have to do a midget thing. It doesn't have power over me. It's not like you'd be like, you're a midget. And I go, darn, I was going to go to work, but now I have to go make cookies. Like, no, it's not something where like, it has any power over me whatsoever. Call me a midget. I don't care.
Right. I love those cookies, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
You're welcome. It's my people.
DL Fudge is awesome, man.
But think about it. It was all right for that guy to live in a tree with a bunch of little elves.
Ernie Keebler.
That seems weird now, doesn't it?
And that's one of the things that I'm jealous about as a dwarf is that all of my stereotypes, I'm the only group as far as I know that has this. Dwarf stereotypes are not actual real stereotypes. All of our stereotypes are based in fantasy. Other groups have real stereotypes. They're based in fact or reality. Some people have large penises. Some people can't drive. Some people smell.
Thank you.
Now, I didn't say which groups applied to which one of those stereotypes.
I saw what you did there.
We're all thinking of the same people.
That's real well.
But, like, those are real stereotypes. I don't have that. What's my stereotype? I work in a chocolate factory. That's not real.
Exactly. And that would be fun.
Right.
I wish it was real.
Wizard of Oz.
I don't like the looks of it.
Right.
I wish I lived in a magical land where I could be a part of some guild of lollipop people. Okay? Right. I wish that was the case, but it's not.
Yeah. Find one yellow brick road.
Yeah. We got to have some real dwarf stereotypes, okay? Yeah. Real ones.
Derek, we're going to take your call, then we got to talk about Brad's Netflix special. So please be brief.
Okay, absolutely. I got to say, everyone needs to own a midget because they're the first one to pick everything you drop on the floor. They pick it up. They're like cat eaters.
Well, yeah.
You haven't seen Pam, have you?
I'm short.
Yeah, you got to pay us. You can't just own us because we did have slavery at one point. Right. Didn't exactly work out.
Yeah, don't start it.
Mean employ, not own.
Yeah, exactly. Let's use our terms a little
bit. When you're watching a midget run, they're always kicking themselves in the butt.
Now that is not true because when we run, our legs actually go to the side because they're bowed. So right.
You were in the Special Olympics.
I was. So I know this stuff.
How was it?
I've watched midgets run. That's why we're so slow. Not because we can't run fast, but because we're laughing so hard at watching the other midgets run.
Exactly.
It's hilarious.
It's hard to not do. Yeah.
Torso.
Yeah, we're just keeled over.
You have that long torso and those short little legs.
I know.
I gotta tell you, why do you have sausage fingers?
Because, I don't know, genetics. Why do you sound like a mobster? It happens.
All right, Derek, it sounds like you ran out of material.
Yeah, you did.
Derek, thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Back to Nuthatch.
Netflix. A lot of people on Facebook commenting on that.
Yeah, man, it's been great.
It's a big deal to be on there now.
Yeah, have a half-hour special on Netflix. It's called The Degenerates, and one thing that I love about being a part of the Degenerates. First of all, there's five other great comedians on there. And it's called The Degenerates so people know what they're getting into. Because if you're looking for good, solid, clean comedy, can you just talk about like pencils or something? Nah, that's not what it's going to be.
The name tells you.
Yeah, it warns you right there.
Yeah.
Degenerates. Yeah. And as I've said before, if you've ever written a strongly worded letter or written more than five Yelp reviews, don't watch it.
It's not for you.
Not for you.
Not for you. Yeah.
You will be offended. We all know how that goes.
Keep scrolling.
Yeah. And that's the thing is now we're living in a culture where people are, and we just saw it with the Jesse Smollett thing last week, people are striving to be victims now. They're trying to be victims. They're jealous of people that are actual victims. They're like, well, I want people to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They try to make up their thing, which makes them a victim so they can get the sympathy. It's unbelievable. I was talking about my dwarfism one time on the radio, and the DJ looked at me and went, dude, I totally understand how you feel. I am also disabled. And I said, oh, really? What's your disability? And he takes off a glove, and he's missing a fourth of his ring finger.
Doesn't seem like a disability to me.
No.
And he was serious?
Oh, my God. Let's have a telethon for your people.
Yeah. Right.
Let's have a march.
Right.
It's got to be so hard to drive a car with 9 3/4 fingers.
Yeah, we'll call it the 9 3/4 thing.
You brave soul. Oh, my God. Like, you know, and you can hide it. You can put on a glove. No one knows you have it. I can't do that.
Put your hand in your pocket. Done.
Yeah, I can't walk around on stilts and people are like, well, Brad's been drinking his milk. Like, that can't happen. Yeah.
Just say growth spurt.
Shut up.
You know, that'd be so,
that'd be so
funny if you did come out as on stilts one night.
All your BS with your, well, you know what? I'm dyslexic.
I'm suffering.
I can't read either, okay? Right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I have my emotional support dog. Stay home. It's not an action. First of all, you don't need it. I do need it. Can you fly without it? Technically, then you don't need it.
Right.
Not talking about service dogs. Not talking about seeing eye dogs. People PTSD. That's fine. If you have that, have your dog. That's okay. I'm talking about the people that bring on your emotional support squirrel.
Yes.
Right.
There's already dogs on the plane. You're bringing on a squirrel.
Yeah.
The dog is right now panic because you know even the best dogs like I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be fine. Squirrel. They freak out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
I mean, being in a giant pet store with no cages.
Just saying the word squirrel sounds crazy. Squirrel!
Yeah. It's madness. Stop. Listen, there are actual victims out there. There are actually people out there that have had horrible things happen to them, and they need help, and we are more than happy to provide help to those people.
I think you hit on it, is that, since the internet, people want to get recognized.
They're narcissists.
And so if they don't have a talent, or if they don't do a crazy jackass-type stunt, they're going to be a victim. So they're going to be outraged.
Right. That's how people get their self-worth.
Besides the obvious of constantly hearing jokes being made fun of, having people stare at you, are there things that are tough as a little person to do besides?
Yeah.
Do you want the alphabetical list? Or what do you want?
The light bulb, the third shelf in the front.
But what's something that maybe we wouldn't think about?
I mean, here's how you know when people see how hot my wife is, they go, wow, how'd you get a woman like her? And I go, well, I have to have better game than you. Right. And they say, what do you mean? I go, because I'm trying to pick up women with Bob the Builder and SpongeBob on my t-shirt.
Right.
Okay, like that's clothes don't exactly fit. I can't just walk into a store and get my pants. Like, no, I gotta I got cartoon characters on my stuff.
I look
and then
good
I gotta have skills.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know what I mean? So that's something that a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't understand that when I check into a hotel room, if that shower head is pointed towards the wall or up.
You're screwed.
Yeah. You're done.
Oh,
you're
screwed. That's right.
Baths for me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I got to just call the front desk and have that humiliating
phone
call.
We need somebody to come in.
Can you please come up and fix the shower head? Is there a plumbing issue? No.
Would have never thought of that one.
You could use the ironing board. Just kind of reach up and pull it down.
Dude, you have no idea.
That's very wobbly.
What I've thrown at shower heads. Remote controls.
Right. And you make it fall forward.
The best is I always go to the nightstand and I get the Bible out of there and I just start smacking the shower head with the Bible to try to get it. I'm like, come on, Lord, help the Lord.
It's like
Jesus exercising. Christ.
Yeah. Straight in the shower head.
The power of Christ compels you.
The shower head must face downwards. The shower head.
I need another miracle from you, Lord. That's what I do.
Lord, help me fix the shower.
What about tying your shoe, wiping yourself, cleaning.
Tying shoes, fine.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that, see? Tying shoes, fine. Because
you look like you could do yoga.
I do. Because here's the thing. My torso is average size, ladies, and my legs are smaller. So, I can reach my shoes fine. Now, the whole wiping the butt thing, as I age and my back gets a little worse, I get a little scared.
So it's yoga time.
Because I got little T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
And sometimes if it's a particularly stiff morning, it's like, all right, I have to hop in the shower.
You
got to
go
like,
in the shower, right. Hot water. It's like,
third time today.
Or you need a bidet.
Yeah. That's how you know. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why I need you guys to come to comics this weekend and sell out my shows because I need that bidet money.
Yeah,
I need to install a bidet.
Right.
WPLR.com. Brad Williams tonight, tomorrow, three shows. One before Shinedown. Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun. Thank you, brother.
Dude, always a pleasure to be here.
All right, top story. Brad Williams.
Yes.
Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun tonight, tomorrow. We're linked up. So he's on his way out. He has a bunch of stuff he has to do.
Yep.
Right before he left, I asked him if he'd be willing to wear this little green derby and do a St. Patrick's Day message for us.
Right.
We will not have that.
What did he say?
Not going to do it.
Yeah. That was it.
You have no idea how many people asked me to do that, and you have to pay me a lot of money to do it.
Right.
I was about to say how much, and Pam walked in.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No. I thought, this is my out from the awkwardness.
Exactly, right.
Oh.
Right, yeah, so thank you for me out.
I'm never going to pay him that much.
Right.
And it continues the conversation. I would just rather have the conversation over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am curious to know how much it would be.
Yeah. Like what? So everybody has a price.
Yes, they do.
You'll do anything for a price.
What are
you
paying?
You will.
What are you paying? I'll do it.
outside of murder or going against maybe some of your core values.
Well, it depends how much money we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Like, I don't even want to talk about what you would do for money.
This is true, yeah. You know me.
Oh, we know things.
Even a lot.
I like money.
We know things, and it's not even a lot.
I like money.
Yeah. Anyway, couple things. We had some sad news this week. Pam's leaving the show to join the Coast Guard, so we're sad and proud.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear the announcement yesterday and the reaction from the tribe, you can subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, and the whole damn thing is up there. And every day we put the best stuff from the show.
Right.
So Pam will be leaving mid-April.
Right.
So that's the sad news this week. And then we got some good news this week. And with that, to break it on the show is Shay, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
So what is the news that you are breaking?
So I am excited to share with you that each year the Boys and Girls Club hosts an award center to honor people in categories of Service to Youth, Champion of Youth, and From the Heart Award. And I am thrilled to share with you that the Chaz and AJ Morning Show was nominated and unanimously voted to receive the Champion of Youth Award, which is the highest award we give out to an organization.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Such
thank
a
you.
Huge honor.
Big time, yes. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is, and it was unanimous.
Yeah.
That's really, really remarkable.
And then Shay was telling me there were multiple nominations.
Really?
So these folks didn't talk to one another. They just came in and said, well, who do you think? Well, who do you think? Well, that's what I was going to say.
Nice.
And really, it's a big honor.
It really is. Thank you so much.
Well, I have to tell you, the support that you give us, the Boys and Girls Club and nonprofits across the Valley, is appreciated more than you can ever know. You shed a light on all of us, and it provides a lot of opportunities and opens doors for us, and so it's tremendous opportunities for us, and we want to thank you for doing it.
Well, it's an extra honor for me because I was a part of the Boys and Girls Club. This is back when it was just called the Boys Club. It was on the corner in Shelton, and it was a place for kids to go after school. Some of these kids, if they didn't have that place, would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it was a secure area for some of the kids. It was the only place to go that was safe.
Yeah.
You know? So when they went home, it became much, much worse.
Yeah.
And the people at the Boys and Girls Club taught those kids how to be good citizens.
Exactly.
So to be one of the kids that went through that place and then Team Incorporated, did they have a vote?
Team did not have a vote. Okay. No, they did not.
Because they've been great to me.
Yeah.
And that's where I started my radio career. They had a summer job program for underprivileged youths. And I signed up for it, and it was basic radio skills at a radio station in Derby.
Changed your life.
It changed my life.
Yep.
So the programs work.
Yep, see that?
Yeah.
They absolutely work, and we thank you. On behalf of our board and our staff, and obviously, most importantly, our kids, we thank you for all that you do.
I'm not done, and not even close to what you guys have given me, but thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. And if anybody would like to attend, they can go to our website, and they can purchase tickets. They can just go to bgc-lnz.org, and we are looking forward to it. It's April 9th.
You may be opening up a can of worms here. We get a couple tables of tribe members.
Yeah, really.
I hope they have
that
alcohol there.
Fantastic.
Dirty for a party.
Yeah, how much is it a ticket?
It is $65 a ticket.
And that includes food?
That includes food. I think you get a drink ticket or two, appetizers, and then the night of the awards.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
It'll be a great night.
All right, we're going to link that up on WPLR.com.
Excellent.
Shay, it's an honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Pam, congratulations to you. You will be missed, but we are so proud of you, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Shay. I'm going to miss you.
All right. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting.
Very.
That's cool.
I heard that. I'm like, man, I got chills because I went through the program. They helped me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So to later in life be in a situation where they're thanking you for your help, it's like, well, all we want to do is help the kids.
Right.
They do it every day.
See?
We get to show up once in a while and look cool.
We do.
They should be getting the award.
Right.
They're the ones who do it every day.
We try to look cool, but yeah, sometimes.
Every day.
Right.
Every day. And you know how AJ is with kids.
Yeah, I am.
He'd last 5 minutes in that place.
Yeah, I am.
I got to get out of here. It's noisy.
Listen, I'll take care of you.
Those are kids having fun, AJ. They don't normally have fun when they're
chasing at me with pitchforks. Really, that's fun. Just kidding.
But that place has grown into so much more than what it was when I was there. You know, this is a great place for summer camp and like after school.
Right.
If you can't pay $1 million for some like daycare or whatever,
right.
You're actually working for a living. You
right.
Could,
if your Brad want to hide.
You know. Good point. That's a great
right.
idea.
If you're Brad Williams and you want to hide from fans.
Maybe you want to research a TV role.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad Williams time, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Really good guy. He didn't seem offended by me asking him to put on a green hat and give a St. Patrick's Day. He was wearing a green shirt.
Right.
I was like, all right, we're already there.
Right.
It's March. He's wearing a green shirt.
No, he says MF.
Had gold in his pocket.
He says MF all the time.
Right.
I think he knows the second I wear this one hat, I'm going to have to wear 8,000 more. I'm going to have to wear an orange beard. I'm going to have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't even do it one time.
You
can't
do
even
it for
open
one.
That door.
Can't do it the other two.
He did it. On the Tonight Show, I think in 2008. So you could probably look that up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was a lot more than what he was going to get from doing it here.
Yeah. Oh, way more.
So he got that big check for that one.
Exactly. And said,
if he does it once here for 5 seconds, that lives.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then every show goes on, hey, can you do that? Can you do it?
Yeah.
And then it turns to a pen, yes.
Right. Exactly. And then he's that guy.
Exactly, yeah.
It was a smart move on him.
It was.
But it was also smart for me to ask him, because if we got it,
then
we'd always have it.
Exactly.
I want to welcome Henry to the family.
Henry!
He's out at the front desk. I like him.
Yeah, he's cool.
He seems very mild-mannered, but I think if you mess with him, he'll stick a pen in your neck.
I will not mess with him.
So I'm always very nice to Henry.
But
welcome to the family, Henry.
Henry.
The other thing I like about Henry is he listens to this show.
He does, yeah.
So you never know what the front desk person's going to be listening to, because they could dial in any station in the building.
Right.
So I extra like him for that.
Yeah.
And he'll mention something, a great show today or something like that. Yeah. He'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome, Henry.
Yeah, man.
Yay.
Let's welcome Boss Keith to the studio.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
What up?
I understand the top five has sound this week.
Oh, just one thing. My top five is about the big news of the week, Pam leaving, right?
Yes.
Oh. So my list is the top five things that will happen after April 19th when Pam leaves.
Oh.
All right. So number five, AJ will finally have sweet freedom. No more Pam trapped in there with him. We're going to hire somebody nice, somebody sweet, somebody AJ-friendly that's going to be so kind to him and won't have to deal with whatever is happening in that studio.
AJ's laughing too hard over this.
Well, it's the boss, I gotta laugh.
If you look at the job description, it says that. It says, you know, hard worker, dedicated, good on the air, will finally be nice to AJ. That's what we're looking for.
I'm just giving back what he gives to me.
Number four. The new person within the first week will 100% cry. I can promise you that first week. I believe Pam cried in her first week.
Oh, yeah. I cried a lot.
When we said you're hired.
She's a crier, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
It was hard because a lot of the tribe did not like me at first. And, I mean, they even made a Facebook page my first week that said it was called Fire Pam from PLR.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I remember finding out about it in my driveway, and I cried.
I took it down.
100%.
I think Pam has cried on a weekly basis since then as well.
It's true. I mean, there are a number of times I even remember. Never mind the times you cry alone in your car.
What would the guess be as to why this new person will cry in the first week?
Well, I think the
stress.
I think the stress. Mm-hmm. I think hate from the listeners who are mad that it's not Pam. So that's number one.
Right.
Stress. And then, like, all the things that are coming at them, especially if they're not somebody that has done a ton of radio or done a morning show before, like, there's a lot of elements that could totally freak you out. Plus, and, you know, you're mean.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, plus, the monkey cage with me.
I wouldn't call it mean.
Yeah.
I'd call it, you're never going to slide backwards if you work on this show.
Right. So they're just going to be in there.
Demand. Like, you have demands for the show, which makes sense.
So you're going to have to look at AJ's feet.
I should take a shoelace.
We'll be opening up flip-flop season mid-April, it'll be AJ's feet everywhere.
Exactly, right.
Number three, this sentence will happen within the first week. Quote, this new Pam can't do the guest bookings right. Everything is wrong. Phil's going to have to do it. And Phil, in turn,
Who would say that?
You would say that.
I would pour gas on myself and light myself on fire before I asked Phil to do the booking again.
Nope. I think it turns
right,
to Phil.
Phil was saving the audio right now.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Phil's saving the audio right now.
No. I love him now.
Right? Yeah.
When he was booking the guests.
No, it was not. It was not good.
Phil is not a person who wants to call people. He doesn't like taking pictures.
He hates pictures.
Two things I know about Phil. Three.
Yeah, why is it
fun? One, he hates feet. Right? You'll never see him in flip-flops.
Right. No.
Two, he hates pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And three,
just picture day.
He does not like booking guests.
Yeah, why does he have
a phone? It's not him.
Why does he have a phone?
No, that would never, ever happen.
It's for taking selfies and calling people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number two, everyone will think the new person is Pam or Megan Dahl for a solid 2 years. Whoever this new person is, for 2 years, they'll think they're the other person, to the point where we should just change their name to one of those names. It would make it easier for everyone.
Other stations have done that.
Right?
Yeah.
So country stations do it a lot. So you're Broadway Joe now. All right.
Mm-hmm. Pam, did people think you were Megan?
A lot of people would call in and call me Megan. And then whenever I would tell people, like, I work for the show, they'd be like, oh, Megan. So for, like, the first year, probably, I was Megan, basically.
Or they thought you were Pam Landry.
I still get Pam Landry,
and people always say, you know, the Landry's Luncheonette or whatever it was called, the Blue Plate Special. And I'm like, that's not me. That was, like, 15 years ago.
They kept on saying that Megan sounded weird.
Are you sick today, Megan?
Why are you so nasally?
Yeah, right. Why are you crying all the time? And the number one thing that will happen after April 19th, when Pam leaves, is she will get eaten by the ocean and we will never speak of her again.
So, Keith said that if I die, they are going to dedicate a studio in my honor.
Right. I think we named this little studio after her when she gets eaten by the ocean.
No, the kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen.
Makes more sense. Yeah. I got a plaque and everything. Yeah,
right.
Pam's luncheonette.
She gets just the microwave.
I use it a lot.
And that's it. That's my top five.
Where's the audio?
Yeah. Well, you screwed up my bit. The third one. So we couldn't use the audio.
So
the third one was you were going to make Phil do the guest bookings, and Phil was going to be like that kid in New London.
Just say yes. Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.